Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Alyssa Whitmore, and she is the Research Associate for Hometown Heritage in Perry. So, Alyssa, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So, you have an event actually happening today that is the history of Dallas County, and that's with Darcy Malsby. What can you tell me about this event?
Absolutely. So it starts at 7 o'clock at the Hotel Patty. What we're going to be doing is we have a speaker, Darcy Malsby, as you mentioned, and she has a recently published book just last week on the history of Dallas County. So she's going to be giving a presentation to start off the event, going to be sharing some stories about kind of some of the notorious events that have happened in Dallas County, things like Bonnie and Clyde. Other things that she'll definitely be talking about are going to be Iowa's history of coal mining, some of the mines in the area, as well as presidents who visited. Other things that make Perry a little bit unique and make Dallas County unique.
Sure. Now, there's no cost for that event, correct?
Absolutely. So this is going to be a free event. And not only does it include Darcy's presentation, she'll also be giving guided tours of different historic hotel rooms in the Hotel Patty that relate to some of the stories that she has for her book. And we'll also be serving free dessert, delicious cookies that have been prepared by the Hotel Patty staff.
All right. So that is happening today at 7, like you said. If people are on the fence about going to see it or not, what would you tell them to encourage them to give it a try?
Oh, awesome. Okay. So Darcy is a great public speaker. She's very funny, very engaging, has so many great stories. So really, Darcy is why you should come. She's absolutely fabulous. We've done things with her in the past. She's great. So it'll definitely be an entertaining evening that you'll have a nice time at.
All right. And this is not the last time that Darcy will be speaking with Hometown Heritage this year, correct?
That is correct. So this is actually going to be the first event in a 3-part event series. We have another event coming up in October, and then the final event will be in November, and that'll be a trivia night that Darcy is emceeing. But if you'd like, I can give you a little bit of information now for the upcoming October event.
We'll get to that in a bit, but first let's talk about some other September events.
Okay.
Including, you were saying that you have a exhibit of photos coming up that you're going to be starting, I believe you said, this week or next week?
Absolutely. So I'm putting the finishing touches on it. I'm confident it'll be done at the end of next week, but I'm shooting for earlier in the week. This exhibit is going to be also highlighting Dallas County history. It's kind of to complement our event series that we are doing with Darcy. So we have historic photos that relate to Perry's history that are part of Hometown Heritage's collection. And I've also been loaned some artifacts and objects from Forest Park Museum from Pete Mulberg that I'll be incorporating as well. So I'll be telling the stories of, for instance, Buck Barrow and Blanche having visited Perry basically to go to the hospital after they were injured in a shootout. And we'll have stories about when Babe Ruth came to Perry. In addition, we'll be having a section on Snick Hamlin, who is a Perry alum who became a pretty widely known cartoonist. So yeah, we're very excited about that. Should have the finishing touches on that at the end of next week.
All right, sounds great. Well, I will definitely keep an eye out for that, and I'm sure other people will as well. Now, coming up here at the end of September is the Wall of Witnesses. Now, we've reported on this before, and it's at Sumas Court. What can you tell me about the event and the honoree?
Absolutely. So for those who aren't familiar, the Wall of Witnesses is a collaboration between Hometown Heritage and the Perry Historic Preservation Commission. And what we're doing here, this is in Sumas Court, which is right next to the Hotel Patty. We're seeking to honor people from our town, so not famous people, not politicians, but everyday people who've made Perry a better place. So our honoree this year is going to be Jim Wallstrom. Jim is a former Chamber of Commerce director. He also has done a number of things that have helped make Perry a better place. He's co-founded the Burr Ride. He's still active in town, volunteering, working to preserve local history, and he's just an all-around good guy. So we're going to be honoring him September 27th. This will be at 5 o'clock in the Sumas Court, and so everybody is welcome to come, join in, help us honor Jim. The event will consist of the unveiling of his ceramic reliefs. So each honoree has a ceramic monument that'll become part of Sumas Court and the Wall of Witnesses. So we'll have the unveiling of this relief. We'll have Jim's friends, family, colleagues telling stories about Jim. And then the Perry Historic Preservation Commission will also have refreshments.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good time. So that will be September 27th in Sumas Court. Now, you were mentioning it just a bit ago, but let's dive right into it. On October 12th, you have a fundraiser dinner that Darcy Malsby is also going to be speaking at, correct?
Yes, this is correct. So we're really excited for this event. This is going to be an evening dinner at the Carnegie. So the meal itself is going to be a three-course meal that's going to be prepared by the Hotel Patty chefs. Darcy has been working with these chefs. So what you'll have is a wonderful meal. So it's going to have a nice house salad, steak de Burgo, vegetables vinaigrette, Duchess potatoes, and a cranberry vanilla cake as the last course. So it's really good. But even better than that, it's all going to be tied in to history. So Darcy will be sharing information about all the dishes that we're going to be serving. She's going to give you a little bit of history on Iowa foods and kind of the culinary path that Iowa has taken. We'll also have some brief presentations by Bill Clark, who's the president of the Full Heart Carnegie Charitable Trust, who's going to give some information and tours about the history of the Carnegie Library. It promises to be a really unique event. We are hoping it's well attended. The tickets for this event are $50. Now, all of these proceeds are going to go to support Hometown Heritage and the Carnegie Library Museum. Both of these organizations are dedicated to preserving local history. Seating is, however, limited for this event. We're probably going to have a capacity just with the given space of 40 people. So if you are interested in this event, please contact us in advance to get tickets. So you can go to our website, which is www.hometownheritage.org. You can find my email address there. You can go ahead and call us at 515-465-7713 to inquire for more information, arrange for tickets. But we would love to have a great crew. It promises to be a really nice evening with great food, interesting historical stories, and overall just great conversation.
All right. Well, Alyssa Whitmore from Hometown Heritage, you are new to the museum, so one last thing I'd like to ask you about is, how has it been going so far?
It's been going really well. We are actively planning for next year's programming series. So we should have a couple different unique programs coming up in the spring. I've been really pleased with the local interest that I have, kind of a regular group of people who are stopping by just to make sure that everyone's aware of these services. So we have exhibits that you can visit, but we are an active library and we have a pretty large research collection. So you can absolutely come and visit, check out books, consult books while you're there. We have computer stations that have ancestry.com and backlogs of Perry newspapers that you can research as well. And I'm there as well, and I'm happy to assist you in whatever research that you'd like to do. So come and see me. We love to have more people there, get to know those in the community who are interested in historical research and preserving Perry's history.
All right, sounds great. Well, Alyssa Whitmore from Hometown Heritage, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alyssa Whitmore. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.